Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, what a sad, sad day. A sad last 24 hours to be a Detroit Tigers fan. Man, oh man. Our boy Miggy is out for the year. And I love Miggy. Oh, it's so tough. Welcome to Sports Underline. I am Devontae. I have Troy here with me. How are you, my buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Perfect. Perfect.
That's good. That's good. The reason why I ask is because I got these new Beats by Dre headphones for the iPhone, and I wanted to test them out. But I'm doing pretty good, just sitting out on the porch enjoying this nice summer day. And I came back in the house to watch the Mystics and the Suns and, you know, flip through the channels as I always do. I know Nationals and Yankees are on today as well. Just doing my normal routine, enjoying the day, watching sports.
You got some
But I'm glad to know the headphones are working.
You
well,
got the,
get
like,
this. You know
got
I,
the little ones or you got, like, the big?
Well, I got the little ones, the threes or the newest ones that they had at T-Mobile. Apparently, they were only $8. With having good credit and actually adding it on to my bill, it was only $8. So why not? I could have got a speaker. I still got to get my Netflix on them. And, of course, I'm going to get my Apple Watch sooner or later. But, hey.
Yeah, I got my, what's that, VR headset. That's where I got it from. I got it from them.
Just to let you know, I am with Apple currently, but I still have my Samsung. I just switch back and forth through phones. You know, I got my little tech with Samsung as well. It's not no Beats by Dre's.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous, man. I want to go up there. Grab some. Grab some, man. Put it, add it to my bill. Why not?
$8, you can't beat that.
You're not. That's a good deal there. But, of course, Biggie is out for the year. I am.
Yep, that sucks.
Yes, it does. Being here with the Tigers since he his first one, his ring with the Marlins, and he has been pretty good over the years, and he has been injured of late, as we have noticed for the last 2-3 seasons. So I must say that I'm just a little upset. You know, that this has happened yet again. And I was like, what's next? What's next for the Tigers?
Well, you know what, Devontae? We talked about this before the show, actually. And I love Miguel Cabrera. I love everything that he's been able to do with Detroit. I love him in his earlier years with the Marlins. So money well spent and deserved. But I say this with great grief on my heart. But I think we should have moved on from Miggy about maybe 2 years ago, my good man. I mean, he's a good ball player. He obviously scares the other team, but these past couple of years have been an injury riddle, and it is not getting better. I mean, this is pretty much the beginning, you know, of the season, of the year. I guess you can say we're, what, one quarter past it? And he's already injured and due to be out for the rest of the season. I think the Tigers will be okay without him, though. We've been playing pretty good ball. Even when he had his mild injury hiccup earlier this season, I think we'll be all right. But hey, I say that with a clear conscience.
I don't know if Tigers would be just fine that quickly. John Hicks would definitely taking the spot at the first been playing that most of the season when Miggy was out. They have him starting tonight, John Hicks. I like John Hicks. You know, he's not Miggy. You know, he's not going to get you 30 home runs, but I like his bat. He's got a good bat. Good patience. At the plate. You've got to love it. It has been quite a ride for the Tigers. They are in a series with Minnesota. And Minnesota's already up 2-0. Don't know what Matt Boyd's doing out there. But Escobar knocked two guys in, just to let you guys know what's going on already in the game that has happened. So this could be, you know, the start of the year that I thought the Tigers would have. 31-37, I am quite impressed in the first 2 months of the season on the Tigers' sake. But Minnesota has taken second place in the division, while the Tigers are now a half game behind Minnesota. They have to win this game and then tomorrow's game. I am all into that game. And by the way, before we continue this show, I will not be here tomorrow. So, Troy, you would have to take matters into your own hands. Miggy, though, he is top three among all active players in hit RBIs. He's 324 hits shy of 3,000, Mr. 3,000, Troy, and 35 home runs shy of 500. And, of course, you know,
he's out. Met.
Yeah, so, yes, he is out for the year, and we will see what happens, what they're going to do regarding the team next year, regarding him next year, I should say. It's going to be very interesting because I don't believe they're going to get rid of him. I think it's going to be him just being, you know, done with baseball. Hey, I'm going to retire, you know, things of that nature. And when I look at, you know, the contract to Mr. Cabrera, you know, $30 million, you know, that's his salary. So we'll see if we get rid of it. I mean, we ain't really paying nobody really that much. So outside of Miggy and V-Mart, so, I mean, I'll take it. I'll take whatever, you know, those two guys are your vets. You know, we'll see what happens because, I mean, you're going to probably pay Castellanos. And you don't know what they're going to do with Iglesias. I think they would keep him, but they could shop him. You know, if they want to just really sell, go ahead and get rid of Iglesias. And that'd probably be all they probably need to get rid of because Iglesias has been here for a few years already, so. You know, this is interesting there. I think the Tigers are already doing the right thing. They're not really trying to win now. I mean, they're playing hard. I give them that. But they know that they're not going to win with the roster they have. And with the Indians being in that division, it'd be really tough. So I just know as a Tigers fan, the best is yet to come for the Tigers. Don't know when, but, hey, you do got some money that you'll be able to spend, especially V-Mart. Retires and Miggy decides to retire, which he'll probably just go until he get 3,000 hits, which will take him a couple of years. Well, you know, maybe the 2020 campaign or whatever. So, you know, we'll see what happens, Troy. It'll be very interesting what the Tigers
do. Yes, indeed, we will. I really like that you touched on the fact that we don't have the roster to win now and that we're on a slow rebuild, but it's all going to be worth it. That's what I believe. Whether Cabrera stays or retires. We know it's only a matter of time before him and V-Mart hang it up, but like you said, only time will tell. I just hope that we get better as the years go on. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. I will stay on the baseball train in a minute. I want to go to the NBA. Do some things because I want to focus on the Summer League. I'm just excited. And we don't have to stay on Summer League very long, but I'm just excited for the Summer League because for the first time, all 30 teams will be playing Summer League basketball this year. So it's going to be something to look forward to, 82 games. So I know you're looking forward to it, Troy, because you watch Summer League anyway.
Yes, sir.
But for all 30 teams. A lot of people do it. Not just
a lot of people don't.
But that's
true. I'll be trying to figure out why not.
Well, maybe because of summertime, they're doing other things. I love Summer League. And there's some people that do like watch it. Some people that do watch it. And, you know, they ask me, did you see this? You know, you need to watch him. And I was like, well, he was good in college. So I already know what type of game I'm getting from him. So. It's just going to be very exciting. Summer League, I believe. When do Summer League begin? I want to say the first. I want to say.
Maybe. maybe it's just me, Dan. Like how you say you need to watch this guy or players we know are good in college. It's kind of like scouting or what to look out for, what they can bring to the team that they get drafted for. Not to mention a couple of sophomores that will play, of course, as you know, to see what they're in store for next year, how they fit together, how they're going to improve as well. It's kind of like scouting for me. Because as you know, as soon as the basketball season ends, you know I'm already thinking about next season. Of course, there's the draft, summer league. And then, of course, as you know, the season starts to begin once again.
Yeah, and it's going to be like Lakers won it last year. And they're going to be defending that. I don't know who they will draft at the when we get to the bottom of the first round, like a 25th pick in the draft. I don't know who they will draft. I think it'll be a good name, add up to that young team. You know, Kuzma and Lonzo. I'm sure Lonzo's going to play. If he doesn't, I know Kuzma's going to play. That'd be very exciting on the Lakers side of things. And, you know, you look at Phoenix, they're going to probably get Ayton. You're going to see Ayton and Josh Jackson. Definitely highlight Phoenix Suns, young stars.
Don't forget about Sexton, Young. Bagley.
You know, yep. And Bagley probably will be Sacramento. They're a young team. You know, Atlanta really wants Trae Young, too. They want Trae Young. I think that'll be something. Well, I don't know if Atlanta wants him, but there are celebrities that wouldn't mind having Trae Young.
I'm about to say, like, I heard, celebrities like Quavo from the Migos. I haven't heard anybody from Atlanta's camp, you know, all in on this kid, especially since they still have Dennis Schroeder. Who knows, you can play them at the two, play them together. Or these guys might actually get rid of Schroeder in the draft and move up and get the young fella. Who knows, though? I wouldn't mind, even though I want him to go to New York.
I think that would be a little bit of a mistake. Now, unless you're trying to get rid of the contract and it's not even a bad contract. I mean, people are like, what did Schroeder do? But he's the best player on the team. I think that would be just silly to do that. They just got – he's getting –
You know what?
I don't think nobody –
I'm kind of laughing.
Why?
This is the second shooter. This is the second shooter that I want to go to New York. First, of course, was Steph. The Golden State took Steph. What if Atlanta did trade up Dennis in the process and got Trae Young?
Well, Atlanta has number three spot, so they won't have to trade him. Sacramento ain't getting him. Phoenix ain't getting him. Phoenix will only get him if they just get rid of Brandon Knight, because Brandon Knight is going to be available game one of the regular season, I would believe. So, you know, I still believe in Brandon Knight. You got to stay healthy. Nobody, I said, if Brandon Knight is healthy, Phoenix could be something of a team to watch this year. Now, I'm just saying that early. I'm giving you an early snippet of that.
You feel the same way about Reggie Jackson, too, don't you?
Well, yeah. If Reggie Jackson's healthy, the Pistons can really be good. And people that don't believe in it, and I said it. And when he came back, the Pistons started winning. So it was like it's the health of your point guard. Look at Memphis. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say Memphis is in a good spot. They got a whole bunch of young players. And they're going to draft another young guy. With that young core, you know, you add that around, you know, they all play hard. It's crazy how they got these mixture of young guys who plays hard. And it's just like, you know, playing the San Antonio system, it seemed like. Because San Antonio players, they play very hard. You're like, who are these players? Now, Memphis got, you know, good players in college, you know, where you look at San Antonio, you're like, okay, who is this? They just found him. They know that he play hard, but they wasn't like, you know, household names or anything. And, you know, I look at that team. I think they'd be good. Chicago would probably be good because they have a good pick. You know, it'd just be interesting. The same with Philly. The 76ers could be something as well because they got a top 10 pick, and they'll probably get Miles Bridges. They'll probably get Miles Bridges from Michigan State, I would assume. It'd be great to add.
His birthday's been crazy.
Yeah, it'd be great to see him go there. Philly will draft somebody very well. So very good,
I
should
say. Can I ask you a question since we're on the topic of the draft?
Yeah.
Your Lakers, I want to know who you think these guys are going to draft. I don't think it's going to be LiAngelo Ball, but who do you think they're going to draft in their position?
Well, I believe they only have one pick. Now, they've taken Ball in the first round. I don't think Ball is going to get drafted. But I can't go against his pops. And if he doesn't get drafted, I would still say Lakers will find a way to just sign him or whatever, just have him work out and things like that and see how things work out. Because I don't think he's going to get drafted. But he might. Might be wrong. But I don't see it. It would be it'd be very surprising. Actually, Lakers do have two picks. I'm sorry. One in the first round, one in the second round. I don't know where the Lakers would go. I would literally have to do a mock draft, really. Because I just want them to take the best available. They'd probably grab a small four. But this is interesting, Troy. And we're get back to the draft, but I've seen something. I know you've probably seen it. If you have not seen it, Troy, I will explain to you what I saw. The Kevin Love trade scenarios. Did you see this?
Hell yeah. You know I saw it. As soon as it popped up on my phone, I was reading it. I was driving. That's the scary part.
Yeah, and it was real scary because I bet you was paying attention to all the scenarios.
Michigan drivers, boy.
Yeah, it's bad up here. If you guys haven't drove up here, but Troy, do you want to explain this, or do you want me to take?
No. I want you to take the lead, and I'm going to tell you yay or nay if I would or if I shouldn't. I want to hear your yay or nay predictions on these trades as well. So some of them didn't look too bad, Devontae. They didn't look that bad.
Man. Especially for the sake of if LeBron stays. I loved it for if he stays. But these trades are if LeBron James leaves. So, you know, it doesn't really, you know, matter. But if you're Cleveland, we do have Cleveland listening in. So for those that's from Cleveland, the Lakers was the first team. Now the Cavs would get Luol Deng's horrible contract. But I mean, LeBron's gone, K Love's gone. So Luol Deng, you just got to hope that he plays. They could get Josh Hart. Kyle Kuzma would go to Cleveland. That would be something. And the number 25 pick. So they would still have the Brooklyn pick and have that Lakers pick. And Lakers would get Kevin Love. Now, how would I feel about that, being a Laker fan and being Laker Nation all day? I would be a little disappointed to give up Kyle Kuzma. Just giving up those two.
I'm about to say, that's probably the one that hurt you.
Yeah, those two young guys. I like Josh Hart's game. You guys know that. Followed him in college, Villanova. And then Kyle Kuzma.
Don't forget about the draft pick either.
Yeah, the draft pick, get LeBron James. Like, it's like, okay, we trade for Kevin Love. Okay, LeBron James coming. So, okay, we got Brian, K-Love, Alonzo. We got Ingram. We can re-sign Julius Randle. We got money. We can do that. It'll be sexy. Because we ain't worried about Brook Lopez because he's a free agent. We're not going to resign him. We can play small ball, have Kevin Love at the center, have Julius Randle at the four. If we do, it's not LeBron James having a three. We could run. We could go big and have Ingram and LeBron start. Can have those two guys, two in the three position, and Lonzo, who's also big. So you have that perimeter side of things and just energy.
Now, those are young players I think he can elevate. Alonzo Ball with the court vision, Ingram with the scoring mentality. I think it could help them out tremendously. Kevin Love and Julius Randle.
Yeah, and before I can say,
as far as the
bench
go. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just about to say, as far as the bench go, you know what I'm saying? They'll just have to build around it and pick up a couple of good role players, not to mention their bench is still relatively young. It's not particularly old besides Corey Brewer and Luol Deng, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about Isaiah Thomas, if he'll still be there or not, I doubt it, but
I am. But you look at the, I think it was the Blazers? Yeah, the Blazers. Kevin Love to the Blazers. This is a three-team trade. Now the Cavs would get Justin Anderson, Jared Bayless, and the number 10 pick, which is off from Philly. Philly would get C.J. McCollum, and how interesting would that be for Philly? important Kyle Korver and Kevin Love. So that would just be a win.
It's not a bad trade either. I mean, if LeBron is, people have to remember, if LeBron is leaving, these trades are actually looking appetizing. There is no more LeBron James. So trading K-Love, you're starting over, you want to go younger, you want to, you know, start your rebuild over with a younger, brighter future, athletic shooters, finishers, and defenders. These trades and the draft picks, can't forget the draft picks, but these trades are very appetizing. So I do want, you know, our listeners in Cleveland to actually, you know, just think about it, hear it out before you trash it. Oh, no.
Yeah, and oh, man, I love it for Philly's sake. I would really love it.
3J McCollum? Yeah.
Really? That'll be something. Because I want Philly to get Klay Thompson when his contract is up anyway. So that would just work out.
I'd rather he go to Lakers. I'd really rather he would go to the Lakers. But, hey.
The Spurs and the Kevin Love situation. This is what the Cavs will get. Pau Gasol, Derek White. And the number 18 pick, and the Spurs will get Kevin Love. Now
I don't like that one.
I know I don't like it either, because why would you just want Pau Gasol? Man?
It only works out for the Spurs. Like, I don't like that. I mean, of course you can say, oh, but how will LaMarcus and K-Love, or they'll figure it out playing under Coach Pop. But getting Gasol back with Derek White and the number 18 pick, I don't think that's enough. Like, I'm asking for more for Kevin Love. And actually, you can keep Pau Gasol. I don't want Gasol.
Gasol, why? the Utah Jazz.
I'm serious. You could have said Danny Green, maybe what's that boy named? Bertans. You could have probably named any other player besides
Bertans,
Gasol, and I maybe would have bet.
Bertans, they got to resign.
What's Slow-Mo? Kyle Anderson? Like, you could have named a couple other players that I probably would have said yes to. But Pau Gasol kind of killed that deal as soon as I read that one.
All right, so the Utah Jazz is next. The Alec Burks. The Cavs get Alec Burks, Jonas Jerebko, Jonas' brother, Epe Udo, at the number 21.
Epe Udo still plays?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I said that. I was playing against Utah.
That's crazy,
on
bro.
2K,
like,
and I was like, man,
dirt.
I thought he was a free agent. I thought it was, I don't know. I thought at least thought he was a free agent. But the Cavs also get a 2020 lottery protected first round pick, and Utah would just get Kevin Love for that. So
I don't know how good that pick would be. Utah seems to be on the uprising. It's probably one of my least favorites as well, even though I am intrigued. I like Alec Burke. The injuries then shut him down as well as their good draft picking, but I don't know. This is not as bad as the Spurs pick, but it's probably number two.
Now, this one was sexy. Washington Wizards. Marcin Gortat, the Cavs will get Jason Smith as well, and that's only if Jason Smith will opt in. We're just assuming that Jason Smith will just stay. And number 15 pick that the Wizards have, and the 2022 second round pick, and the Wizards would get K-Love.
Not bad, seeing as how you keep your pick, you get two additional picks for the future, two ailing big men, but I believe Marcin Gortat is still a pretty active, a pretty good player when he's on. Jason Smith, another body you can throw on there that can get buckets or rebound, but two ailing big men, but the draft picks are what I really look at in that deal. For the future. You're obviously not going to head back to the Eastern Conference Finals anytime soon without LeBron James, and it'd be hard to make a case saying that they would with just K-Love.
If the Wizards are able to get K-Love, it gives them an opportunity to know. K-Love is not, you know, a person.
They're competing against Philly, Boston, Philly, and Milwaukee with K-Love. I don't know what to say about those Raptors if they blow it up or whatever they decide to do with their team, but they're definitely somebody to look out for. You got Wall, Bill, K-Love, Porter, Kelly Oubre, still got Twin. As far as bigs go, I'm pretty sure they have no problem with that. Maybe they go with Ahim Mahamia starting. I don't know. But, yeah, that definitely puts the Wizards probably top three, top two in the Eastern Conference, depending on how Boston recuperates, which I think they'll be fine, and what Philly learned their first run in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, so those are your possible trades that in the article.
Let me ask you this, though, Devontae. LeBron James and no Kevin Love. It's just hypotheticals right now because I believe that LeBron James will stay. And Kevin Love obviously has no choice unless he gets traded. But hypothetically, LeBron James bolts for the Western Conference or he stays in the East, just not on the Cavaliers. And the Cavs do look to trade Kevin Love. Is this, with this team, you think still be good enough in the Eastern Conference to be an 8th, 7th, or 6th seed in the Eastern Conference? I know it sounds crazy, but hey.
Well, if LeBron leave, I said if LeBron leave, they trade K-Love, they're going to get rid of Ty Lue. Unless, now, Ty Lue's health, I think that's what it depends on. But if they're going to be rebuilding. So he's still young.
I mean, that's
very young. So,
but with that being said, like they still have enough money and time to keep some of those players, like we talked about last time, the Rodney Hoods, maybe George Hill. You stuck with Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith, obviously. I think Jeff Green and a couple others might be, you know, ready to hit the free agent market. You know what I'm saying? But you have money now. No LeBron James, no Kevin Love. Pretty much off the books with fresh draft picks coming in. So you don't think these guys will be able to put either something together, a good enough team to actually make the playoffs next year?
They would really have to – they can't make that trade that was said with the Lakers because Lou Alden's contract. Because you get rid of K-Love and LeBron James, that's $60 million.
The three-way trade with Portland and Philly is probably one I would consider. And I can't think of the second one because I did like Utah. And actually – yeah, it was the Wizards and the three-team trade with Portland and Philly. Those are the two trades that I'll be looking to make if I'm Cleveland.
Yeah, like, I don't – I'm not upset. I mean, Justin Anderson, he's still – I mean, that's cheap money. What was the other guy? Jared Bayless. That's your veteran. And he's getting $8 million, okay. But I think he would come off and play well. He probably would start. Keep having well, they got George Hill too, so man, it's pretty much what they would do with everybody else. It's good contracts in Philly. You gotta
there's another thing I want to touch on as well. There is no absolute word on the Boston Celtics if they're planning to go on another star. The only thing I've heard is that they think Kyrie might opt out next year to go and play for New York. With that being said, you still have Horford, you still have Gordon Hayward, of course, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Terry Rozier is obviously going to get paid. We do know this, whether he's in a Celtics uniform the next year after that. Good role players in Theus, Morris, Smart. Anthony Davis, Mark Gasol, Kawhi Leonard are some names I heard the Celtics were looking at, but that died down pretty quickly. Any case you think that the Celtics and Cavaliers would do business again, depending on what Kyrie Irving does in this next year?
With the Celtics and Kyrie isn't even ready to talk extension. Wants to see how the season goes. Feels like this team is ready. Then there we go. Because he still has to play with Gordon Hayward. He only had 5 minutes of Gordon Hayward. And Gordon Hayward's going to bounce back. That's the injury, you know, Paul George bounced back from. And we haven't had to talk about Paul George getting hurt again. So, you know, it was just a freak accident. Gordon Hayward's going to be ready to go. We don't have to worry about, you know, nothing like that. It'll be
one
crazy
more for you. I know I got hella questions for you because I've been thinking about this stuff all day. I want to talk about it. I want to hear your perspective. I haven't had anybody to talk to about it with. Me and Aaron was talking earlier today about the Cleveland Cavaliers. He obviously think that LeBron James will stay too. They'll just have to build a team around him. The names that he said to me, I was on the fence about it because, I'm just going to throw two names out for Cleveland. I don't know how they'll make it work, who they'll have to trade or what they're giving up, but we probably wouldn't have to trade anything at all. But Carmelo Anthony and Paul George jumping ship from Oklahoma to come to Cleveland. Yay or nay? Don't know what Melo you're going to get. Injury riddled, getting older, obviously. He's around the same age as LeBron. Paul George bounced back phenomenally. from the leg injury, I would say still in his prime, very well. Only able to help the Oklahoma City Thunder win one more game than they did the year before when Russ averaged a triple-double, even though he averaged another triple-double with those guys over here. Do you see any resemblance or anything, you know, any appealing to that deal or trying to get those two over here to help LeBron James? I mean, it adds two more stars. I think you still could get younger, obviously. But how do you feel about that? You know, I was talking Kawhi Leonard. That's obviously not an option, seeing as how you would have to trade for him. It has to be a mutual interest. And you're going to give up much more than you are bargaining for. As far as anybody else, as DeMarcus Cousins and any other star that you can think of, it's just pipe dreaming and just wanting LeBron James to have stars around him. But realistically, Thunder don't want Carmelo Anthony anymore. I think he should have ended up with either Portland or Houston anyway. Excuse me, Portland or Houston anyway. And with the Paul George situation, I would love to see him suit back up in the Thunder gear. But, man, wouldn't it be so amazing or appealing to see this guy in Cleveland Cavaliers jersey with LeBron James back in the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals again? It's just something nice to think about. I still don't think these guys should have traded Wade either, but I think we're done with that situation, that conversation. But what do you think about Paul George and Carmelo Anthony leaving Oklahoma to come to Cleveland, if possible?
Well, Melo's going to get one of these. And
Alrighty.
I do like Paul George. Not Paul George. Now, he said that, hey, he had fun playing with Brian. So why not? Let's make it happen.
You got to remember, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you got to remember Kyrie Irving, these trade rumors that everybody seems to think that swayed him to leave Cleveland or want to get out, was actually a deal involving him and either for Jimmy Butler or for Paul George. I think it was like a three-team trade that probably would have bought Butler and George there. But, of course, one of the teams probably thought that they were getting screwed. It came out. Kyrie Irving found out and he swayed away. But, yeah, Paul George has always, you know, expressed his interest in, you know, having fun with LeBron James. I don't know if he ever, you know, said anything about playing with him. But, hey, I think it would be a good fit. And they wouldn't have a problem, especially if you can play with Russell Westbrook, who's a firecracker.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, with Paul George's sake, with what he's able to do on the offensive and defensive side slows the game down. I like the way he plays. I really like the way he plays.
You have to remember, too, these two guys could also hook up in L.A. Just saying.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, they can, and it'll just no harm for the Lakers because they got the money for it. Now, for the Cavs, it's a little harmful. Like, you got to really think about this for a minute because You definitely should sign Rodney Hood. And for some reason, I think Rodney Hood would get a bigger contract, especially if Cleveland keeps this. If LeBron, you know, comes back and they keep this, they don't make any trades, Rodney Hood can go to another team, get some money, that type of, you know, contract, you know, probably in about $16 million, $15 million a year. Probably get something like that or close to it. But as far as, you know, everybody else, I mean, Jeff Green, he probably just takes that minimum anyway. He just want to play. He want to win. I do feel that way. So it's just pretty much on if LeBron does decide to stay, he's probably talking to them like, okay, you know what? We can get Paul George. And we have that number 7 pick. We can get somebody, or hey, they can just not get Paul George. Bron can come back. They can have a Michael Porter type player, and he definitely is going to get some clock. So
I know if he's staying, he has say so on what player they end up drafting. Like I said, I don't want to see him draft Trae Young with speculation of him going number 3 with the Atlanta Hawks or going to the Knicks. Actually pretty good. A player like Jaren Jackson, Marvin Bagley, and Michael Porter Jr. I think would fit the Cavaliers like a glove with or without LeBron James. With that being said, LeBron James also has hidden agendas of his own. You have to remember that Rich Paul, all the players that he signed to that so-called agency, which is not LeBron James' agency. I'm telling you, these guys could hook up in L.A. You talk about the Kevin Love trade to L.A. Hell, LeBron James could go to Los Angeles Lakers. you know, before or after, if Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, makes that trade, maybe persuade the Lakers to make Kevin Love an option, a target, and still try to get Paul George there. I don't know. I know they have enough to get two max players. I don't know about three. Obviously, they're giving up a little bit more, but at least they'll be getting rid of Luol Deng's horrible contract, and you won't have to keep Brewer worrying about Brook Lopez for the next year. You can let those guys walk. But yeah, it's pretty intriguing. It's hard not to think about Paul George and LeBron James playing next year together, either in Cleveland or in Los Angeles, which we know Paul George has expressed, I don't know, over the years, past 3 or 4 years, how much he wants to go back home and play. You know what I'm saying? With Carmelo Anthony gone in Oklahoma, who's to say LeBron James won't bolt to the Thunder, even though that's highly impossible with the extensions that they just gave out. Yeah, it's hard not to think about that, though. I think we will see a reunite. I mean, not a reunite, but a new team up between LeBron and Paul George. Where? I'm not sure. Really, if it is in L.A., I'm going to have to hear LeVar Ball's mouth. But, hey, at least it'll be for the better, right? The 2020 Lakers will be looking pretty damn good with LeBron and PG.
Oh, I feel good. I think that Lakers make big moves, and if they don't, they get ready for 2020 because that's when they're going to really be making some moves, and they'll probably be making moves at trade deadline if they don't. So
trade deadline and in the dark since certain teams get fined for tampering as well. I mean, the PG tampering that they got fined for, and he didn't even end up going there. He actually got, traded, I believe, to Oklahoma, maybe? Or did he go there? No, so I'm not pretty sure. But it was the tampering. You know, you heard names like Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Love, Russell Westbrook, Paul George. Not really sure what the Lakers are going to do. All I know is that they got a lot of money and some youth, some very appealing youth that they can use either for trade bait or to build up for your 2020 season. It's funny, we're talking about the Lakers now, and you see Magic Johnson and Lakers staff telling Lonzo and Kyle Kuzma to cool it on the diss tracks or whatever beef that they have going through social media with this diss track or whatever. So you can expect one of them to get traded, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to want to trade Kuzma.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Even though he brings in more worth.
Yeah, it's crazy that was going on. I didn't even listen to it. I didn't care to. I just thought they was doing it for publicity anyway. But I mean, if there's a real beef, then hey, there's a real beef. I just didn't feel that way, but you know, whatever. I gotta move on to baseball though. If you do want to get on the NBA, 949-270-5945, call us. You said the Yankees and the Nationals, Troy, you were watching, or you're flipping through it. It was good for the Yankees yesterday.
Well, yes, I'm watching. You know, Yankees are up 2-1. But it seems all the commentators and announcers, all the only thing they want to talk about is Alex Ovechkin raising the cup there and, you know, the Capitals win. Not really focusing on the game for whatever reason. Talking about the camera guy looks like Alex Ovechkin. He's sitting in the stands, blah, blah, blah. But what about the game? You do realize that you guys are down 2-1, right? I know it's just the bottom of the third. A lot of more baseball to play, but still.
Hey, you gotta let them have some fun, man. It's a long season, man.
I mean, but they're all over the place. First, it's about the Capitals. Then it's about, dare I say, concession stand prices. Now it's about Bryce Harper. I guess he made an error or a blunder or whatever. I didn't see it. You know, we talked about this. Now they're talking about how he's the best player in the game. So I guess I'll continue to listen and watch. I'll have to flip back to my WNBA, but I think I'll wait to the end of the third. That's who they're talking about right now. If you are watching the game, I don't know. You know, I have my volume up a little bit. My Rockies are up on the Phillies, by the way, top of the fourth. Looks like it's going to be a shutout. I'm just playing. But it is 4-0 on top of the fourth.
Yeah, about time they playing.
No, I
got
to give a shout out to my teams. Yeah, I know. I don't know what kind of slump or what the hell they were doing, but it's good to see things getting back to normal, especially against the Phillies, who were particularly hot. They seem to have slowed down a little bit. I mean, still getting the wins where they need them, but you know.
Yeah, your Rockies got a lot of work. The San Francisco, I told you, the San Francisco was coming. Rep 2 Zip McCutcheon got a home run at the top of the first. Started the scoring off. The Tigers are down 2-1, but they have 2-1. Bottom of the third, they have Castellanos up. So if they could beat Burials, that'd be a very good win. Good. And by the way, Colorado just scored again. Ian Desmond, 2-run shots. Now they're up to 6-0. Troy. So there you go. There's your team. But this, Nats and Yankees series, must-see series. It was so far so good. CC Sabathia actually had himself a good start. It's 4-1 now this year. Didi Gregorius, 2 home runs. I was like, about time he hit a home run. I mean, come on. Where was Didi? You know, he ain't been here since April or something. I don't know what happened with him. And the rep 2-1, Greg Bird got his 3rd home run of the year. The power lefty. Tomorrow, the Yankees will start the series with Tampa Bay. I believe Washington has a day off until they go to Toronto. Gio Gonzalez starts that off. Mad Max Scherzer is also pitching in that series. Just to keep you updated on that. But I got to talk Mike Trout, Troy. I think Mike Trout is a little mad at me or something. Because
why would you say that? Please do.
I know he played today, did not hit a home run. excuse me, I had to sneeze. I had to continue. All right, but he did get an RBI.
Well, so, God bless you.
Thank you. I have been talking bad about Mike Trout all week. And the reason why is because I don't know if it's his fault he's not getting RBIs or if it's teammates not getting on base. Or I've seen moments, you know, where he has not been hitting RBIs and things of that nature. But he did get one, scored Kinsler today. They had an early game today. Now, he has hit 4 home runs in 2 games. Now, his team didn't step up last night because it was just the Mike Trout show, which he scored all 3 of the runs, hit 2-run shot to score Kinsler. And then the night before, that's when he hit solo shot, home run, and another solo shot, so he had 2 of them. So in the span of 3 games, he had 6 RBI, so I would take that. But to conclude, Troy, he has only been over 100 RBIs or 100 RBIs or more twice because he had 100 2 years ago, even at 100. And in 2014, when he was only 22, he had 111. The other years, he did not. Now, I gave him the benefit of the doubt last year because he was hurt and he had 72, but he was out. He missed about 40-some games. So maybe he would have got 100 last year, but I don't know, man. It seems like he gets the home runs when there's nobody on base and he don't knock anybody in. But ever since I said that, what did he do? Home run, home run, home run, 2-run shot, knock in Kinsler again.
So there is no excuse or pass for this year. With that being said, I'm kind of mad Aaron Judge did not just knock this one off the park, a little shy. So, yes, I'm actually rooting for the Yankees against your Yankees versus against your Nationals. Pretty surprising, huh? But back to Mike Trout, though. No pass for him this year. I'm not going to blame it on his teammates. They didn't step up. I think you mentioned his last 2 games. He had how many home runs?
He had 4. 4 in the last 2 games.
4 home runs.
But now make it
and
3.
As far as the RBI situation, I'm not expecting that to continue. I mean, looks bad now, but I think he'll be all right. He pulled out the slump. his numbers are going to go up, especially in times of need. He's just been that guy or the guy over there for them. So I'm not too worried about Mike Trout right now. I really don't have any problem or fault with him. You obviously believe that his numbers should be better. He's healthy. Team is relatively the same. You have fault with him right now, and I don't. I can't see it. Not right now. I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is right now. A couple of games.
Well, I mean, we'll see, man. He get hot, and then next thing you know, he's non-existent. But he do get the average, though. I will at least respect that. I respected it yesterday. I said he at least gets that 300 clip every year.
His numbers. His numbers haven't taken, like, a significant drop to as he fell off the face of the earth, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's still pretty good. I mean, I can't really, like, you said he can get hot one day and drop off. That's just about anybody in baseball. I think we could agree with that.
Well, yeah.
Some better or worse team, but, well, yeah, Jose Altuve is another story. But, you know, we're talking about Mike Trout here, though. Like, come on, like. Can't really get bent out of shape out of that.
Well, that's true, because here's a stat here. And the Mariners did sweep the Angels, so it lets you know about the Mariners. And Mike Trout had a very good series. 7-for-11, four home runs is 6 RBIs that I mentioned. And he was batting 640 with 10 extra base hits in 6 games against the Mariners this season. So he's ready to play the Mariners, but where's his team? And, you know, I have been a little mean to him, and not mean to his team, because I need to be mean to his team. Because where is Ian Kinsler? Why is he not getting on base? You know, why is Jay Up doing horrible? Unfortunately, he don't have Simmons, he don't have Calhoun, don't have Ohtani. So that's 3 big time offensive players that you're missing. And Adrelton Simmons, he's automatic on base. He's getting on base. Now Ohtani, his average was dropping, but he's still a very good hitter. And Calhoun, you're missing him. He's on a 10-day, and you got to rely on Valbuena, who just hits for power, don't hit for average. Chris Young, don't know where he's been. Albert Pujols he's just old. He's just hitting for power. And now he does have 37 RBIs. He's pretty much just trying to continue to be himself. But Jay Up, he has 15 homers, but I need the average to go up. Kinsler, that average really has to go up. It's at 220. You know, so he's got to tell us, okay, you know what? I don't need all you guys to be slumping. I ain't got Simmons.
3-1 Yankees. I know you just saw the score, but hey, just saying, go ahead.
Well, I'm happy. I'd be happy if they can win it all. And it's quite interesting, this matchup, too. And by the way, the Mariners won off a walk-off. Mitch Haniger. He now has 2 walk-off home runs this month. Notable players who didn't have 2 walk-off home runs in their Mariners careers, which includes Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, Jay Bruner, Ichiro, and A-Rod. A-Rod had none, but Ken Griffey, and Martinez, Bruner, and Ichiro. But all 4 of those players have 1, and Mitch Haniger has 2 for the Mariners. So that's exciting for him. He can sleep at night. Let's look at the stat for the Brewers. I was talking about how the Brewers can't beat the Cubs, but how about this stat? They have shut out the Cubs in back-to-back games. First time Brewers have shut out the Cubs on consecutive days. Two teams have now played 11 times this season, and 7 have resulted in shutouts. So that lets you know that it looks like the Brewers are trying to do what they can to beat the Cubs this year. Because it just seems like they can't. And with Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich, it might be possible. Veterans.
Well, never say never. I will say that.
Well, yeah, that's true. Never say never. That's why they got Cain and Yelich. And back to the Yankees and Nationals. Nationals have the best road record in the National League, 21-12. Yankees have best home record in all the majors. The Nationals allow the 2nd fewest runs per game in the majors, while the Yankees lead baseball in runs per game. That tells you about the Nationals pitching. The pitching has been phenomenal. All year, and I've said it, I just don't like the offense. I don't know what's going on with the offense. I don't even think Bryce Harper is all of that. You know, I just have to realize, Bryce Harper is not all of that. He's exciting to watch.
Whoa. Well, don't say it like that, man, because now you just now it's like you're just belittling him as a player. He's not all that. Bryce Harper is a pretty goddamn good ball player. He's made his point and put his mark on the game. But, hey, come on now. What, last year or the year before that, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, this year we talked about, we were just talking about either him or Mike Trout being in pimp stripes. And you went all goo-goo-eyed over that. Now it's the contract situation because of his level of play or the arrogance as his – the arrogance he shows or have?
Not going to pay him, man. This is going to be his worst average this year. There's no way it's going to go up. 2 years ago, his average was bad. That was the worst, 243. Now, last year, it was 319. I'll take it. He was seeing the ball, but he has yet to hit over 100 RBIs. He's had a lot of situations because I always bet on the Nationals, and I will be looking at this team offense. I don't know what goes on with them.
Well, you have a point in case so far, especially with this game that I'm watching now, you know. But still, come on, Devontae. It's Bryce Harper. You think he's going to stay like that? His numbers won't grow up?
He's been playing, what, this seventh year? Yes, he's young. He's 25. He got many years left. He's at 100.
He's Bryce Harper. He has youth. He's in his prime. He's one of the stars of the league. You don't believe in that? Okay, money, everybody's a little iffy about paying somebody, but names like Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, I don't think you should have a problem with that.
Well, Mike Trout, I'll definitely, because I know he's going to get on base. I ain't worried about Mike Trout.
Yeah, but you've been pissed at Mike Trout for the past week and a half.
That's only because of the RBIs. And, to be honest, I could probably blame his team and not get on base. I just named that. He ain't got Simmons. He ain't got Calhoun. I know Calhoun ain't been good this year, but his energy –
He is not.
But Kinsler, what is this? Kinsler was better off staying here if we're going to do that. Angel's like, okay, we should have kept him.
I didn't want Kinsler to stay on the real, if you want to be honest. I didn't want to get Jay up, but we got him, and look where he's at now. He's gone. All that money's
gone. At least he got 15 home runs. At least he's getting something going, because I don't know what Kinsler's doing.
Stop it.
Hey.
Okay, it's Jay up and it's Kinsler. Like, come on. The hell?
Pujols is a second best player right now.
And I don't want to be the persuasive one or the peer pressure, but Devontae, I just have to make it known for you. I get notifications about everything. The sale, the trade-in, super trade-in deals that GameStop is having right now, I just might get this Nintendo Switch. I just might.
You should. Stop. You should, man.
We should. Bro. He said, man, we all should get Nintendo Switches and play 2K.
I don't know about that, but I can have fun with that. Got to stay on Xbox. I have to give a shout-out. Big shout-out to my girl, Asia Wilson. Told you guys about Asia Wilson, man. She is a beast. She's going to put Las Vegas on the map. More. Because she's just so exciting to watch. She's playing the New York Liberty right now. Now, she only has 9 points. She probably gassed up because last night's game, they got to play back-to-backs tonight. She went to overtime. 35 points, 13 rebounds. She might get it going, but hey, the team's still winning, Vegas. It's just, if this team was just healthy. Now, I know they got Plum. It looks good to see Plum back. You know, if they can stay healthy, they could be something. Kayla McBride on the team as well. I mean, all the young talent you have here, they should be ready to win. Las Vegas. I know you've been watching Vegas, man. Can they win a WNBA championship? Can they do it?
You know what? I laughed at the hockey team saying, what if they did this? What if they did that? And they went on ahead and did it. Like, I don't think you're going to get me to comment on this one so quickly.
Well, I'm telling you, man. they still don't have all the, like, Nia Kofi has a sore ankle. She's young. I mean, all the young talent they have on this team just hurt. It's crazy. What's her name? Mariah Jefferson, I think, is hurt. Because I know she's not playing. That's a young, another young lady they got. I'm telling you, man, if they just can stay healthy, this team is going to take the league by storm. No pun intended on the Seattle storm. But Plum is back. That's good. Because she's been out. She ain't really been playing. And I need her to play. Kayla McBride, it's good to see her back. She's playing. Asia Wilson has just been the Asia Wilson show. I get Tamara Young, her credit. The veteran, that's pretty much the veteran they got on the team. I could be missing somebody else. I can't believe I forgot about Kelsey Bone. Kelsey Bone is way better than what you would think. So if they just get it together, man, this team could really be special. I don't even believe in Connecticut anymore. They let Washington run all over them. Lane Deladine, Christian Tolliver. They're just having themselves a game. That's on ESPN, too. It seems like the ESPN 2 games are blowouts. They need to stop.
You got that right. And it's not looking good for your Nationals, man. Daniel Murphy at bat. They already got two outs. Sorry, one ball, one strike, man. It's not looking good.
They don't want to be down. You don't want to be down against the Yankees. You don't want to be down against the Red Sox. You don't want to be down in general. But with great bullpens like those teams I just named, you don't want to be down. And if you're Washington, you're going to be facing some good starting pitching against Toronto this weekend. Just to let you guys know.
In Toronto.
Toronto, they were fun. They were fun watching, playing, watching them, and they were in the playoffs, Bautista and Encarnacion. I mean, they ain't really got nobody right now, but their starting rotation is still scary, though. I give them their credit. Still have that starting rotation.
I don't think it's that damn scary, but okay.
They're on paper, they're good. On paper,
I heard a lot of teams look good on paper. How the hell did he swing at that? Daniel Murphy just got saved by the baseball gods. Jesus Christ. Still two outs, though.
Freddie Galvis of San Diego Padres. San Diego Padres, man. You know
the
why.
The Padres, bro. What in the world?
Oh, look. This is why they're playing better than what you would have thought. They're 6.5 games out, by the way. That NL West is going to be exciting. They got Freddie Galvis. That's a huge signing. And also, let's not forget Eric Hosmer. When you have Eric Hosmer, he is a champion. He is a real serious champion. So you got to respect him. They got Freddie Galvis. And this is what Galvis brings to the table. Just a lot of energy. He can get you 50 to 60 RBIs. He can do that. But his defense is so good. That's what you need. You got two guys who are Gold Glove winners, and Hosmer and Galvis. And let's not even forget about their power guy, Villanueva. I've watched a couple of San Diego games because I made bets first inning. So Villanueva has made me some money. Not rich money, but, I've won. I know he's not batting well. But that's their power guy. And Villanueva has done his thing. If they just added another power guy, if they just go out and make a trade, add another power guy, they'd be good. They'd be good to go.
Okay, Washington is making a comeback. I'm sorry. I'm just so in tune to this game. I don't know why. That was a good hit.
Matt Adams.
He's also one of the players the National has on the contracts until 2018.
Yeah, I told you I like Matt Adams. He's a good very good signing for them. Very good addition to the team. I told you, this team on paper just looks good every year. They don't perform well. I'm glad Adam.
Sound like you know a team that sounds like different sport? The Capitals. But guess who did it? They got it done.
Okay. Well, first of all, they've been the best team. They just didn't get it done. Not this year. They did their thing in the playoffs. In the regular season, I knew they were going to win those first two rounds. Those teams were god awful. Pittsburgh was terrible. No, I didn't think they were going to win. They play Tampa Bay. I didn't think they could beat them. They did it. Tampa Bay choked. Got two choke teams. But then on the national side, they got Adam Eaton back. Nationals go as far as Adam Eaton can take them because he's been
that
hurt.
19-year-old just went for a home run. Just like that, Nationals are back on the board and up. They're up.
Is that Juan Soto? Yeah, Juan Soto.
I know he wants that pitch back. Oh, my God. I know he wants his pitch back. Right. Jesus.
But I still think
Beautiful, though.
I will still pick them to win. When the over is 9.5, you got to go to the best offensive team. And I think Yankees can win this game. But the Nationals good. I got to look at that home run. I bet you it was a nice hit. Wade Troy is so excited.
Man.
But one more
that was
thing.
A beautiful one.
One more thing, because I know you like to talk football. I just want to talk about the Cleveland Browns once again. I know I mentioned them a couple weeks ago. I think I'm more excited for the Cleveland Browns now that I've thought about the roster, thought about the receivers. How good can this team be, man? I think the Cleveland Browns, they might scare some folks. And that's just if their receivers can be healthy. You know, it's all on health.
I'm not going to say this again, Devontae. This Cleveland Brown team should have won more than – they should have won at least – man, they should have won last year. They shouldn't have won 0-16. And now with this revamp, this healthy team coming into this season, the sky's the limit for this Cleveland Brown team. You know they already pride themselves on defense. Now we're looking at what this offense could possibly do. And, dude, they're looking scary. Like – I don't even want to play the Browns.
Man, I'm telling you, man. The receivers they got, Josh Gordon, he's going to get it together. Landry is going to find it. He didn't have a good relationship with his old quarterback, Tannehill. He still had a good career in Miami. Good time in Miami. So, you know, what is he, like 25? I think Landry's 25.
Juan Soto.
26. This year, like the end of the year. But Coleman, you know, people forget about Corey Coleman. You know, so, and let's not even forget about Njoku. Tight end. Beast. So, this team, they got Carlos Hyde, running back position. They got quarterbacks. Got Taylor. Got Baker. So, they're going to be fun to watch. I definitely have to watch Hard Knocks. Definitely have to do that. I think, I'm pretty excited for the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Nation, I am excited for them. Troy will do the show tomorrow, I'm assuming. I'm only going to assume that he will be here tomorrow doing the show. I will not be here. That is definite that I will not be here.
Yeah.
Troy.
Have business to take care of tomorrow, but I don't think it should roll into today. Car called back for a recall. I think that's early in the morning, so I'll be pretty clear to make that show and do it as well. So I should be doing the show tomorrow, no problem. 7:30 to 8:30.
Okay, I really hope so. And also, this news came in about Ann Donovan, who passed away. She is a coached in the WNBA. She's a legend in the game. She won she's the only one-time champion as a coach. Won it with Seattle Storm in 2004. on the 2004 roster. And she's had a very good career. She's just, retired from coaching. Connecticut Sun, 2015 is her last year with the Sun. So it's just sad news to hear from that. Very good coach. And her family's definitely in her prayers, WNBA family definitely as well. So
my condolences. Tough loss.
Definitely a tough loss for the organization, winning in 04 with the Seattle Storm team, when the Sue Bird comes on the team. So I know it's probably hitting Sue Bird who's still, playing ball. So I know that's it's gonna be pretty pretty hard for Sue. But this is where, the Seattle Storm, and I don't really do conspiracy theories and things like that, but I already like the Seattle Storm. I think they are one of those teams that can make some noise.
They're going to light some type of fire or propel them into greatness, even though they've already been pretty good this season.
Yeah, they're the best three-point shooting team this year. They have a couple of championships, don't they? I think Seattle has a couple of championships. I remember them winning again. And Lauren Jackson was part of that. She's been part of just the whole organization. So, I think I want to look at that 2004 championship. I think I want to do that, just because Sue Bird was just amazing from when she first went to Seattle and even still amazing now. Legend again. So just wanted to let that be known too. I didn't want to end the show and I didn't, acknowledge, Ann Donovan. So I'll see you on Friday. Troy will be here tomorrow. Hopefully everything gets done. Time. Everybody enjoy evening, enjoy your Thursday, and I'll be here Friday.
Watch this national game, bro.
I think I will. I think I will.
Please. This is like one of the most exciting games I've seen all year. It's really not that good. It's just that damn exciting.
Well, real serious matchup, perhaps.
Yeah, right.